Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. Production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, we got another fine Monday here. We're going to have a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to be talking to Bobby McCarty, find out a little bit about his racing and his background, and bring us up to 2017. And, you know, the weather's been fairly good for the racers here in 2017. We had a few rainouts here, there, and yonder. I know some tracks did get rained out this past Saturday night. Looking forward to getting back to a racetrack in a couple weeks myself. Man, I love going to Saturday night short track racing. Well, Friday night and Sunday, too, so it don't make no difference. All right, folks, our guest for tonight, we want to welcome him here to Stars Radio. Bobby McCarty, welcome to Stars Radio, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, well, Bobby, it's definitely our pleasure. I've been following your racing for a few years now. I try to keep up with what's going on in the racing world, and I just hadn't had an opportunity to hook up with you and get you on the show, but I had someone counsel on me tonight, and that's the reason I said, well, let me see if I can get a hold of Bobby. Bobby, for our listeners that might not be familiar with your racing background, can you kind of start how you got involved in racing and bring us up to the 2017 season?
Yeah. Well, my dad started racing first, and he messed around in it in a couple of years, and he decided to put me in when I was about 6 and a half, and I started racing go-karts then, just kind of on the local level, you know, getting caught up with everything, and then once we got to where we was winning locally pretty good, we started moving up to the state and national levels in the go-karts. We won quite a few state championships, and then we got one or two national championships, and then we moved up to the Allison Legacy Series, which is a series run by Donnie Allison, and we run that for a couple of years, and got Rookie of the Year and won a couple of races in that. Then we moved up to the Limited Late Model Series at South Boston Speedway. We won 3 races our first year in that and Rookie of the Year. Come out the next year and won 7 races in the championship in the Limited Series, and then we moved up to the Late Model Stock Series where we got South Boston Speedway Rookie of the Year, Virginia State Rookie of the Year, and National Runner-Up Rookie of the Year. And me and my dad kind of did things for our own the first couple years in that, and then the opportunity presented itself for us to join Nelson Motorsports this year, so we got on board with them, and we've had a pretty outstanding year so far. I really don't have much to complain about.
Well, I started following your racing with the Limited Late Models. I worked really well with Kelly and Ed Cox for a couple years doing the announcing for their Southeast group over there, and that's when I first heard about Bobby McCarty, and I was like, you know what, this young man is real impressive. So I started following you a little bit when you're running your limited stuff, and now you're running your late model, and you know, you've got a great racing resume up to this point, and it seems like 2017 has started off pretty good for you. You got a win down South Boston. Have you had an opportunity to go and race anywhere else other than South Boston there, Bobby?
No. We're looking at some things, looking at it, you know, running around a little bit. But right now we're just solely focused on running South Boston. Definitely plan on running the Martinsville Speedway race, the first one under the lights this year. Really looking forward to that one. But for right now, you know, we're just going to stick solely to South Boston, and we'll see if things change on that. But for right now, it's just going to be there.
Well, you know, South Boston is a great facility with a great history. Some of the best short track racers came through South Boston, and I know you've had some battles with some of the best. I know this past weekend, I believe you and Phillip battled a little bit. Is that correct?
Yeah, we raced pretty hard with Peyton.
Oh, that's right.
Down at Motor Mile.
That's right. It was you and Peyton that was battling. Hey, man, these 26s, man, I keep looking at these pictures, man. I keep forgetting that, you know, that Phillip don't drive a 26 no more, man, that Peyton's back driving that car. So,
yes, sir.
But, again, Peyton Sellers, I mean, you know, him and AC, you know, some of two of the best guys that's ever raced down there at South Boston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's why I want to race at South Boston, because you got guys like that and Phillip Morris, you know, he's been doing this for so long, and he's been running there quite often this year, and you know, Lee Pulliam, he's been running there quite often this year. It's definitely the best of the best. So I enjoy racing those guys. You know, anytime you can get on the track with a Phillip Morris or a Lee Pulliam, you know, there's always that opportunity to learn something different.
There's no doubt about it. Like I said earlier, you know, some of the best short track racers has came through right here at South Boston. I remember when I was still stationed up in the Tidewater area of Virginia, we used to every once in a while take a trek and down to South Boston and run down there. Never had a whole lot of luck down there because of the caliber of racers that you have there. But Bobby, you mentioned Martinsville, Under the Lights. Man, tell me what it's going to be like to have an opportunity to go run at an iconic track. I know they have the LaRigo Lake Model Race, and they run it during the day, and sometimes we finish under the lights, under darkness, maybe not lights, but finish it under darkness. But what's it going to be like to go to a place like that and have an opportunity to run that big race under the lights?
It's very, very exciting. You know, anytime you start talking about Martinsville or even thinking about Martinsville, you know, your heart rate gets to going just because the history of the track. You know, that track has a ton of history. So the weeks prior to the test session, and then the week in between the test session and the race, you know, you constantly get more and more fired up, getting ready to run it. And now, especially with it being, you know, the first race under the lights, that brings a whole different meaning to it. You know, I honestly can't wait. I think that's going to be very, very exciting. The late model Martinsville race is always been an exciting race coming down to the end. So I'm sure the fans will love it a lot more under the lights. And as a driver, you know, that's going to be a spectacular race.
It is. Looking forward to it myself, man. I think it's just going to be a fantastic race down there. Like you say, the racing is always good at Martinsville. You know, just you make the field, you've done something at Martinsville, and then if you have an opportunity to be in the hunt for the win at the end of the day, now end of the night, you definitely made a name for yourself. I mean, you look at Mike Looney last year. You know, nobody thought Mike Looney had an opportunity to win that race when he went down there, and the little team that could showed him that, you know, sometimes you just got to have that little extra desire to go out there and make it happen.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was really happy to see Mike Looney win that race. You know, him and I really don't talk that much. We talk every now and again, mainly because we race at a lot of different tracks. But to see those guys win it, you know, I was very happy to see that. I hate we didn't get a chance to rub some paint with those guys. We definitely, you know, I drove the Autos by Nelson 12 car. I stepped in to fill for Timothy Peters. And we had a very fast car. You know, we just waited. We was waiting for that 25 to go break. And we had an electrical issue kind of take us out of the hunt. But it's always a good thing to see the little teams win, especially, you know, with all the higher caliber teams out there.
Yeah, you're right there, Bobby. I pull for the underdog just about everywhere I go, you know, and I have my favorites at the different racetracks, but I always like that underdog, you know, when I see a smaller caliber team going up there and having an opportunity to run very well there. And I know you guys, you're looking forward to it under the lights. You know, I think that once we get a year or two up underneath the lights, I think that we may have an opportunity of seeing some live TV broadcast from there, and man, what an opportunity would that be to get shown on Fox Sports or something of that caliber there, running under the lights at that iconic racetrack there at Martinsville Speedway.
Yeah, that would definitely be awesome, especially for all the teams. You know, you can. Martinsville is a very expensive trip, so anytime you can add more exposure to it, that gets sponsors more interested in getting on a car and getting their name out there. So anytime you can bring more exposure to the late model races, definitely helps out all the teams that are involved in those races.
Bobby, somebody has sent me a message here and want to know, what other racetracks have you had an opportunity to do any racing at?
We've raced at Ace a few times, in the late mile. I raced at Ace, Motor Mile. We raced at Martinsville. I went to Caraway once. But when we run the Legacy Series, it was a touring division. So we run Hickory, Orange County, Dillon Motor Speedway, Greenville Pickens. They made a half-mile replica of Martinsville outside of Rockingham. We run that track, and we run the Kershaw Motorsports road course down in South Carolina, and we run the road course inside Rockingham. So the Allison Legacy Series was actually an interesting series from all the different tracks we raced at. You know, that was it was very interesting. Kept you on your toes because you had to adjust a lot to tour around like that. But I've raced in Newport, Tennessee, kind of a little bit of everywhere, not so much in the late model, but quite a few races in the Allison Legacy car.
Well, you definitely had an opportunity to go race at some great racetracks, and the Allison Legacy Series was a great little touring division. I love watching them when I have an opportunity to see them at a racetrack. But you mentioned a track. I ask every driver that tells me they've been there to race, I always ask them this same question. You went to Newport Speedway up in Newport, Tennessee. What'd you think about having to drive through a junkyard just to get to the racetrack?
Yeah, that was interesting. The track was awesome. It was wore out. You know, didn't have much grip. A ton of banking. Definitely not where you would expect a racetrack to be. But it was in a very, very exciting race. I had a lot of fun at that track.
Yeah, I love that little racetrack. I've been up there several times. Back when the UARA used to go there, I used to help some guys. And I remember the first time we went there to Newport, I was like, you know, this can't be the racetrack. But there was another enclosed trailer going up the hill, so we followed them up the hill, figured they must be a racetrack up there somewhere. So definitely an interesting little racetrack up there, but them guys has came a long way to keep that racetrack going up there, and anytime we can keep a racetrack in business, that's definitely a plus. Well, your remainder of your 2017 season here there, Bobby, I know you mentioned you want to do Martinsville, and you plan on running South Boston. But once the regular season's over with, Martinsville, do you plan on maybe going to Southern National or Myrtle Beach or any other big races like that?
As of right now, no. You know, we definitely keeping our options open. But for right now, you know, after Martinsville, that's the end of our season as of right now.
Well, to be able to go and race at these racetracks, you've got to have some people that's willing to turn wrenches in the shop. And, man, as someone who's been on that side, as both working on race cars and man, it's hard to get those people to come and work on the shop, be dedicated and be at the track on Saturday all day long in the hot heat during the summertime. And I always like to give our guests an opportunity to thank those folks, because a lot of times they don't get their name mentioned and get that recognition that they deserve. So won't you take a moment, Bobby, and recognize some of those folks who's helped you out along the way?
Oh, yeah. Definitely got to thank all the guys on the Nelson Motorsports crew. We got Jeff Cessna, DJ Jack, Curtis Martin, David Triplett, Timothy Peters, Barry Nelson, William Wagner. Marcus Richmond helps us quite a bit. He don't get to come to the track as much, but he's always there to help us out with the setups and stuff. Daryl Poe, builds the best engines around. A&E race cars, just all the guys that put in work into the Autos by Nelson 22. You know, I can't thank them enough. They really make my job a lot easier when they build race cars as fast as they do. You know, we unload off the trailer and we're always very fast and very competitive. So I definitely couldn't be where I'm at without those guys. So I really have to thank them for every bit of the success I have.
Well, you recognized your crew members. Now I want to give you an opportunity to recognize any sponsors that helps you out, because we know it takes dollars to go racing, and anything that you can get in today's racing world is definitely a positive and something that helps you go to the racetrack each week. So if you got any sponsors you want to recognize, go ahead and bust them off also, Bobby.
All right. Definitely really got to thank all the help and support by Autos by Nelson, Araya Helmets, Honda Generators, Blue Ridge Color Company, Bassett Wheels, Liquid Performance. There's so many. I believe that's it.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but, you know, I just, like I say, I like to give our guests an opportunity to recognize those folks, because sometimes when you hit the racetrack, you don't get a chance to mention these guys' name, whether it be crew members or sponsors or whatever it is there. So definitely want to give you an opportunity to do that. And Bobby, I'm looking forward to running across, seeing you at a racetrack. Definitely I'll be at Martinsville for that race up there. I wouldn't miss that night race for nothing. I'll come up and introduce myself and shake your hand, and we'll talk a little bit about how you did on the show. And remember, we'll have a link up where you can go back and listen to tonight's show in just a little bit. It's live on Facebook right now. You can go to that link, but I'll tag you on all that stuff there. So share it, use it, whatever you want to do. It's your interview. I just want to thank you for taking some time and coming on the show on a short notice with us tonight. And it's definitely been a pleasure having you on here.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me. It was an honor.
Yes, sir. Folks, that was Bobby McCarty. He's running late models at South Boston Speedway, and he's looking forward to running the first Martinsville late model race under the lights. This young man has been very impressive. I've followed him for a few years now, and he's got quite a racing resume. Look for many, many more victories in his 2017 season. Folks, want to talk a little bit about our military unit of the week. I had something set up that I had got sent to me during Memorial Day week when we were off that week there. And but I'm going to hold off on that and talk a little bit about that at another time. Because my military unit of the week tonight is going to be the USS Fitzgerald, who had their collision incident Friday night, Saturday morning their time, over in off the coast of Yokosuka, Japan, and we lost seven of our sailors over there due to some erroneous activity over there. I'm not exactly sure what's going to come out of that, folks, but. Anytime we have a loss for any of our military, it hits really home, especially to me, being a retired Navy guy. So the USS Fitzgerald is going to be our military unit of the week. And folks, remember those seven sailors that lost their lives over there. They were there defending our country. Even though we're not at war right now, they're still over there doing what they're supposed to be doing, sailing the seven seas. Folks, I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to the show tonight. We got a guest next week that hit a milestone this past Saturday night. We're going to have Philip Morris, who collected his 100th win at Motor Mile Speedway. Talked to Philip a little bit this afternoon. He's going to be on the show next Monday night. So, folks, we hopefully y'all guys are tuned back in here on Monday night. But we'll see everybody back then for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio.
The Don Hamrick Drum Center is located in the heart of Shag City, USA, right on Main Street in downtown North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Since opening in April 2013, the Don Hamrick Drum Center has created an unmatched inventory of drum sets and accessories and has become a full-service music store with over 35